With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says the Democrats should appreciate the mission to capture Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro.
You know, at some point they should say, you know, you did a great job. Thank you. Congratulations. Wouldn't it be good? I would say that if they did a good job. Their philosophies are so different. But if they did a good job, I'd be happy for the country. They've been after this guy for years and years and years.
In the meantime, officials in Caracas now say 24 Venezuelan security officers were killed in that U.S. military operation to capture Maduro. Those numbers, though, have not been confirmed. President Trump has been talking with House Republicans on how to maintain their majority in the 2026 midterms. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Speaking at the annual GOP House retreat, the president said health care should be a winning issue for Republicans. He said congressional candidates need to remind voters that his administration has lowered prescription drug prices.
We should win the elections on just that thing if we did nothing else.
And he wants to bypass insurance companies.
Let the money go directly to the people where they can buy their own health care.
He also said if Republicans lose the midterms, Democrats will impeach him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Controversy in Texas. A teachers union suing the state education department and accusing it of improperly investigating teachers over social media comments following the murder of Charlie Kirk. Lawsuit by the Texas American Federation of Teachers argues that the Texas Education Agency and the commissioner, Mike Morath, violated free speech rights of teachers. Morath directed local school districts to document, quote, vile content posted online by a number of different educators. This is SRN News. Two more hospitals get out of the transgender business.
Under threat of an investigation by the Trump administration, both Children's Hospital Colorado and Denver Health have announced that they will no longer give children puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. Neither facility had been performing sex change operations. With President Trump vowing to prevent taxpayers from footing the bill for life-changing surgeries on kids, a growing number of hospitals are quitting the practice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Next week, Supreme Court will hear a case over state restrictions on which school sports teams transgender students can join. Justices will review lower court rulings and overturn laws in Idaho and West Virginia, barring males from competing against females. The fight over the issue is a national one, playing out at both state and federal levels. More than two dozen states have enacted laws designed to keep males off of female teams. This is SRN News. Gasoline prices in America this year could be the lowest since 2020. Here's correspondent Bill Alexander with the story.
That's according to a new analysis by Gas Buddy. The average price of gas around the United States this year is expected to dip to $2.97 per gallon, down 13 cents from 2025. Gas Buddy is citing strong refinery output, lower oil prices, robust crude production, and softer seasonal demand as the main reasons behind this decline.
Broad gains led by technology stocks pushing Wall Street to more records. S&P 500 set another all-time high Tuesday. The gains mirror much of the action from the previous year, when big technology stocks often drove the market to a series of records. S&P 500 climbed 0.6%, driven by gains from Microsoft and Amazon. The Dow added just over 1%. More details, srnnews.com.